whose chains with bleeding stripes, and Paul and Silas prayed that night, and in their pain began to see their chains were loosed.
Praise the Lord. Greet you in his precious name this morning. We're just so glad to be back together once again. I want to thank you for your prayers for us this last week. We battling one of those cold devils that likes to come around this time of year. But by God's grace, we're in health again, so we thank you for that. I also want to thank you belatedly for the many gifts that were given to us around Christmas, and also for my birthday this last week. And it certainly wasn't necessary, it wasn't expected, but we are humbled by it, and we appreciate you. Thank you for that. We're glad to have our brother Josiah and brother Isaac McLaren with us this morning. So our brother Josiah is not trying to hide. He's just camouflaged this morning. So he made a beeline to be with us this weekend, to be with Micaiah and others as they were on a hunt and didn't have time to bring something else along, but it doesn't matter. Come as you are. Amen. So we're just so glad to have him with us this morning. We also want to welcome Brother Luis Izquierda and his family and the brothers that attend the church at Brother Eddie Biscoe. So God bless you. Nice to have you with us this morning. I'm going to have surgery on my eye, my right eye on Wednesday, and then on my left eye on the following Wednesday. So we ask that you keep us in prayer for that. Just one of those age-related things, cataracts, and if you live long enough, you'll get cataracts. But some of us have inherited a gene that starts a little bit earlier, and so it's been bothering us for a few years, and we're finally going to get it taken care of by God's grace. So please keep us in prayer. And also, Brother Henry is going to have eye surgery the following day. So I told Brother Henry, I said, we'll both have renewed vision when we're looking forward to it in more ways than one. Amen? So praise the Lord for that. Amen. And also, if you keep our family in prayer, my mother is going to be placed next to my father in Arlington, Virginia, on Thursday of this week. So we ask that you remember us in prayer for that. We're so delighted to have our brother Timothy Ashong with us this morning. He's, as Brother Eli said earlier, he's come further to come to church this morning than any of us, and halfway around the world. I think it's been about 4 years since he was with us the last time. It was in the previous church, and I think I saw him last February or March back east briefly, and he's a real soldier of the cross. He's a real servant of God. And when the last time we were out there in Ghana, West Africa, he took us around to different churches, and just, I mean, it was that in itself will wear you out, and yet he was faithful to want to share us with other churches, other brothers and sisters, and on top of that, he's a minister of God, so we welcome him here this morning, and I notice we're missing several families here this morning, so we ask that you would amen for your missing brothers and sisters, and just pulling the gift of God this morning. We believe that God knew who would be here before the foundation of the world, and he knows exactly what we have need of, and, you know, as we've seen time and time again, God will send ministering gifts our way, and we don't have an opportunity to talk or fellowship with whoever's going to be used by the Lord, and yet it just the Lord just speaks right to our particular needs. So we're in expectation this morning. So we want our brother to feel welcome, and so as we invite him to come, let's sing that song, He Knows My Name. Amen. I have a father. I have a father. If you would stand this morning. He calls me his own. He'll never leave me, no matter where I go. Amen. Think about it now. He knows my name. He knows my every thought. He sees each tear and he hears me when I call. I have a maker. I have a maker. He formed my heart before even time began. My life was in his hand. You believe that this morning? Amen. He knows my name. He knows my every thought. He sees each tear that falls, and he hears me when I call. One more time, he knows my name. He knows my name. He knows my every thought. He sees each tear. He sees.
God bless you, church. Amen. You happy that he knows your name? He sees your tears. And he hears when you call. Hallelujah. No matter how small you are, he sees us. No matter how faint your voice, he hears it. Think about it. The prophet spoke about one time when the school kids and things, they went down, the king was passing, I think, in Canada, and the school kids, they were allowed to go out and to wave, and there was a little girl, and then after she was crying, and the teacher found her, said, "What happened?" He said, "Did you see the kids?" He said, "Yes, I did." "Did you wave?" He said, "Yes, I did." "But what are you crying for?" He said, "Because I'm so little, he didn't see me." But he sees us. And he hears our call. Even the fainted. Even the thought. Even the desire.
Yes.
He sees it. Amen. What a privileged people we are.
Yes, sir.
And what a mighty God we serve.
Yes.
And how faithful is our God. Who cares so much for us. And he knows you'll be here today. And he knows I'll be here today. And he knows we'll be here today. And we are not here by accident. But we are here on a purpose. Because he planned for it. Let's have a word of prayer. Dear God, we thank you so much this morning. It gladdens our hearts to know that you formed us. You thought of us. You had us in your mind before the foundation of the world. You brought us here for a purpose. And you said in your word, "I will never leave you and I will never forsake you." You see every tear that drops. And you know every thought of our hearts. We are so grateful that we are serving this great God. Who is mindful of us. Dear Lord, we ask this morning. And ask for your mercy. And that you forgive us. Of every shortcoming and every trespass in our lives. And once again, may you step us aside. And may your Holy Spirit minister unto us. We love you, Father. Be with us, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. So God bless you. And I bring greetings to you from Accra, Ghana, and the believers in West Africa. And also, my wife and children, my pastor is called Brother David, and they send greetings to the church over here. And Brother Tim Humes also asked me to greet the church here for him. Amen. So I'm happy to be here this morning and see Brother Doug again and Sister Jennifer and to be in your midst again. And time brother Joe, that Ila was with us in Ghana some time ago, and it was a blessing to have Brother Doug and Brother Ella run in our conventions. Yeah, and I'm trusting that the Lord will make a way for them to visit us very soon. Amen. Yeah, because it's always a blessing to have God's people and God's servants to be with us. And Sister Susan and the husband, he picked me Friday to the house, and yesterday we had some wonderful fellowship with some of the brothers, and I really appreciate your care. May the Lord richly bless every one of us. Amen. Let's read a portion of the scriptures from Genesis chapter 5 and also Hebrews chapter 11. Genesis chapter 5, and then we'll read from Hebrews chapter 11. So we'll read the first five verses of Genesis 5, and then we'll jump to verse 20 and read some lines from there. Shall we hear the word of the Lord? This is the book of the generations of Adam. In the day that God created man, in the likeness of God made he him. Male and female created he them, and blessed them, and called their name Adam, in the day when they were created. And Adam lived 130 years and begat a son in his own likeness and after his image, and called his name Seth. And the days of Adam after he had begotten Seth were 800 years, and he begat sons and daughters. And all the days that Adam lived were 930 years, and he died. Let's come to from verse 20. And all the days of Gerard were 962 years, and he died. And Enoch lived 65 years, and begot Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God after he begot Methuselah 300 years, and begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years, and Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. Amen. Amen. Let's read quickly Hebrews chapter 11, verse 5. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found. And was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Amen. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Lord, we thank you for your word. May you bless and minister unto us. We are your children. We love you and we need you. Grant it, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Shall we please be seated? Praise the Lord. So it is always a privilege to be in church. We love to come to church. Whether it's cold, whether it's hot, whether whatever, we love to come to church. Because God goes to church. It is an appointment with Jesus Christ. And he keeps all his appointments. So we know he's here this morning. Because he said where two or three are gathered in his name, he will be there and is here with us. Praise the Lord. And we so much thank him for the grace that saw us through the past year.
Yes, sir.
That same grace will take us through this year too. Because God is faithful. And he promised he will never leave us and he will never forsake us. So we are happy to be in church. And we thank God again for the light of our day. For the scripture says it shall be light about the evening time. So we thank God for the evening light that we have received. And it is showing us our way back home. And this morning, to encourage ourselves, we are just here to emphasize that which the Spirit has already spoken. We are here to just put the picture so that we can see it. Just see it. It has been brought to us. We just encourage ourselves. Brother Peter said, as long as I am in this flesh, I wish to stir up your pure minds. So that these things that have been done by Jehovah God will not slip out of our hands. I wanted to speak this morning on breaking the cycle by faith. And the scripture says us, without faith, it is impossible to please God. So it says a cycle is a course or series of events or operations that reoccur regularly and usually leads back to the starting point. A series of events that reoccur regularly and usually leads back to the starting point. So we are speaking of breaking these cycles. The prophet of God said that there is a, every 7 years your life changes. We have a cycle of sevens in the life of every one of us. And he said every 7 years your life changes. It's a cycle. And then he told us about in Israel, in those days, every 7 years, the people's slaves are to be free. 50 years, Jubilee, all those things. A series of events that reoccur regularly and then goes back to the starting point. It's just like the sun rises in the east and it sets in the west. So once it is morning, we know how it is going to be. From east to west. And he told that the gospel us to start the same way. Goes travel the same way. Praise the Lord. So we see like we have now we are in the season we call our winter season. And you know from here you know what is coming. Yeah, we go to the spring and then we come to summertime and then fall. So it's a series. So we know how it is going to be like. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And so we speak on breaking the cycle. And we go back to the beginning where the Bible told us how God created the first man and the first woman. And how God, when he has created everything before Adam and Eve were created, God created everything by his spoken word. He had nothing in his hands. He just spoke the word. He said, let it be. What a mighty God we serve. It's the same God who spoke in the beginning and said, let it be. And there was. It's the same God we are serving today. He still has power. He's still a creator. And remember this, that the creative power of God remains the same. When he spoke in the beginning, that creative power in the word is still the creative power in his word today. It has never changed. Because he said in his word, I am God, I change yet not. Time changes. People changes. Season changes. But he said, I don't change. So whatever he was in the beginning, he remained the same today. Hallelujah. And that is the God we are serving. Oh, he's so faithful. Think about it. He didn't have nothing in his hands. He just spoke the word. And the word of the Lord moved all the mist out. The confusion out. And a beautiful earth came in. A wonderful place came in. And he made a garden out of nothing. By his spoken word. And he's still able today to speak his word. And the word will bring out what he wants to be done. The word in the beginning that cleared the mist, the chaotic condition, and turned it into a beautiful place to dwell in, that same word, when we receive that word, we move all the filth and the rot and the unbelief out of us and make us saints of God. And that is what he's doing today. Making us sons, beautiful men, beautiful women, creation of God, a bride of his own choice. The word of the Lord is creative and is powerful. And it's alive. Praise the Lord. And so in the beginning, the Bible tells us the earth was without form and void. It was chaotic. But then God said, let all the waters, let all this, let all, and just at the spoken word. Brother Branham said, it might have taken millions of years. It might have taken millions of years. But the word that comes from his mouth will never return unto him void. So the word that has been spoken, you receive it. He might take time, but it will be made manifest. What has been spoken concerning your healing, concerning your deliverance, concerning all your needs. Because he said, my God shall supply all your needs. According to its riches in glory in Christ. You receive it and it will take effect. You receive it and it will be made manifest. Because the words were done before the foundation of the word. His words will never fail. It has never failed and it will not fail today. The word has to fall on the right ground. Effect our soul. And it will bring forth. That's right. How great is our God. Amen. He made things out of nothing. If he brought, like in the days of Moses and Aaron, and he took the dry rod of Aaron, came into his presence, and the dry rod was changed, was quickened and brought life and brought fruits, a dry stick that Aaron has been holding for years. And one day, God says, okay, all right, I've heard all that the people are saying. Let them bring their rod. Choose the leaders of the tribes and let everyone have a stick. Bring their rods, right? And I'm going to show who is who. And then they brought it and dropped. Nobody knew what he was going to do. But he said, you just bring it. And when they brought it into his presence, overnight, something supernatural happened. Overnight, it brought it, it bought it, it brought it, it brought fruits. What a mighty God we are serving. And he can do the same thing for any man, for any woman that comes into his presence. And when we come into his presence, not just in the church, not just in the building, but break through the veil and enter into Jehovah's presence, you will never go back the same. For no man has ever entered into God's presence and never go back the same. And believe God that you will never go back the same. Because you've come into his presence. There is life in his presence. There is salvation in his presence. There is deliverance in his presence. There is healing in his presence. There is mercy in his presence. There is forgiveness in his presence. Amen. And so we saw he created the first man, male and female created he them. He did not create male and male. He did not create female and female. He created male and female. A man and his wife. Man and a woman. And he put them together as husband and wife. That is God's definition of husband and wife. Not two men and not two women, but man and a woman. And that is God's order. Anybody, anyone, any man, any woman that goes out of this is in sin. Because to disbelieve the written word of God, it's sin. Unbelief is sin. And why do the people do what they are doing? Because they don't believe the word of God. Those world leaders and nations of the world who endorses these evil deeds and evil acts are unbelievers. They don't believe God's word. If they believe God's word, their emotions, their sensations, their feelings, and their thoughts will come under the word of the Lord. Praise the Lord. We don't care what anybody says. We believe what God says. And we live by what God has said. And that's why we bring our members. Multiply therefore the members of your body. We bring them under the word of the Lord. Our ideas, our thoughts, our feelings, we bring under the word of the Lord. We are not here to have our own ways. We are here to say, Father, let thy will be done in our lives. Lord, give me grace to submit myself to your word. Not my feelings, not my ideas, but your word. Hallelujah. Male and female created he them, and he called their name Adam. And so we were taught how, when God created everything that he created, then he brought them to Adam. And Adam gave names to everything that God created. He was a partner with God. God made his son his partner. And he did, he said, I do the creation, you do the naming. Think about how God loves his people and has confidence in his people. And he said, I do creation. I will create. You will name. And everything that God created, the Bible said he brought it to Adam. And he said, so Adam, what will you call this creation? This is something. What will you call it? And Adam looked at it. Ah, this is elephant. And God said, that is right. That is what I had in mind. That's my thoughts. Amen. That's what I want to call it. Right. So Adam catch the thought of God. Amen. So what God taught, Adam caught the revelation and Adam spoke it. Amen. He was under the headship of Jehovah. Yes, think about it. And that is where Jehovah wants us to be today. That his thoughts will reflect through us. That his mind will come through us. That who speak is mine. Who express is mine. Who express his word. Who live by the word. He said we can live so close to God until God's thought will reflect through us. That's what we want to be. That's what we want to be. And Adam, and everything that Adam named, God never changed one. He had 100%. God bring, he said, what is it? Adam said, this is goat. What about this one? That's rabbit. What about this? That's quarry. What about this? This is bear. And Adam just did everything. He was an amateur God. He was the God of the earth. He had supreme control over everything that God created. He named them. He called them by their names. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And then the Bible said, Adam was just alone. The woman was in there. And God said, no, it's not good for this man to stay alone. And so he made Adam to sleep. And he did the first surgical operation. God did the first operation.
That's right.
He made the man to sleep. And then he took a rib out of his side, part of himself. Yeah. And he brought out and he made a woman. Mm-hmm. And then Adam came out from his sleep. And then he saw this creature in the garden. He knew everything that was done already. But he woke up from sleep like dreaming, and here is another creation. Yeah. And I could see Adam look at her. And Adam said, hey, come here. Because he was the controller. He had authority over everything. He was a ruler.
Yeah.
He said, come here. And maybe Adam might have said, who are you? She said, I don't know. Where are you coming from? She said, I don't know. What is this? And what is your name? I don't know. Because she didn't know. She had no name. She didn't know who she was. She didn't know where she came from. But then the word of the Lord came to Adam. Because the word of the Lord comes to a prophet. Because Adam didn't know too. God has to reveal it to him. Because he was asleep. God made him to sleep. And then God revealed to Adam. The word of the Lord came to the prophet. And the prophet revealed to the bride. Who she is. Who she was. Then Adam looked at her and said, you are bone of my bones. Flesh of my flesh. Your name is woman. Because you were taken from me. Glory. And that's why God sends a prophet. To reveal to the bride. Who she is. To reveal to us who we are. The word of God comes to make us to know who we are. Where we came from. We didn't know where we came from. But the word revealed to us. That we came from the thought of God. We came from eternity. We came from God. And we are going back to God. Thank God for the word of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. Thank God for the light of our day. It shall be light about the evening time. And the path of glory you will surely find. And we thank God for his grace and mercy. It takes the word of God to reveal to the people of God who they are. And that's where we are today. God making us to come to the realization of who we are. And you must come to that realization. Because that is the purpose of the word of the Lord. For us to come to the realization of who we are. Or we can tell who this one is. And who that one is. And who that one is. What about you? Do you know who you are? It's not enough to know Brother Bram is a prophet and was a prophet. What about you? He was sent for us. He was sent to come to you. So that he will make you to know who you are. So if you have come to know who Brother Branham was, the prophet of God, then what about you? Because he was sent for you to know who you are. To tell you who you are. Praise the Lord. Do you know who you are? Do you know why you are here? That's the prophet spoke to us about the slave that was taken and he was sold to America or whatever he was sold to, and he lives in on this plantation. And then there was something about that particular fellow. There were many, but there was one. And he was unique. He lived a different life. Others will be, you know, push here and there and be beaten. But this guy, no. No, you can't whip. What do you want to whip me for? You asked me to do work on this. So what is it for? He raises his head. And then the boss man took notice. Why this guy is so different? Even though a slave, even though far away from home, even though alien, but he knew who he was. And that made it to conduct it itself accordingly to what he believed, to what he is. Because he knew who he was, he conducted himself accordingly. And until you know who you are, you cannot conduct yourself accordingly. Then you'll be pushed here and be pushed there. It is the time for us to know who we are, to wake up. Then the boss man called him one day and found out. And he said, look, back home, where I am coming from, where they took me from, they stole me away. And they brought me here. But there's one thing I want you to know. My father is a king. I am a son of a king. Therefore, I am a prince. I know who I am. Even though I am far away from him, but I know who I am. And that is why we have to know who we are. We are children of the great King. We are sons and daughters of the great King. And therefore we must conduct ourselves as sons and daughters of the Most High, kings and princes unto God. Sons and daughters of God. The elect of God. The choosing of God. I talk to people, I say, hey, we are the elect today. Yeah. We are the chosen of God today.
Yes, sir.
You have to know who you are.
That's it.
We are the chosen of God today. Amen. This is our day. This is our age. Amen. This is our time. Amen. And our message is to make us to know who we are. And when we come to that realization, then the gate of hell cannot prevail against us. The enemy will fight, but he will lose.
That's right.
He will fight, but we will overcome him.
Amen.
Oh, yeah. I like to say, people say the devil is doing this and the devil. I don't care what the devil is doing.
Right.
I'm concerned about what God is doing.
Amen.
Oh, help us, Lord. And so Adam had everything under his control. The prophet said he could speak. And he said, I can look at the mountains. Let everything move from here. I want to look at the mountains there. And he speaks, and the wind, and everything obeys Adam. Whew. Hallelujah. He had supreme control. He had power. He controls everything.
Yeah.
He said, but one day, something happened. And that cycle of life was broken.
Yeah.
By reasoning. By reasoning. The cycle of life was broken. And he lost his inheritance. He fell from his place.
Yeah.
And the Bible said, and Adam lived so years, and he died. And from that place, all that came after Adam, Seth came in, and he died. This came in, and he died. It became a cycle of death. Because of disobedience. Because of one word that was reason at. God don't want us to reason at his word. He wants us to believe it. Whether we understand or we don't understand. If it is the word of the Lord, he wants us to believe it. We are not asked to understand, we are asked to believe. To then that believe. He didn't say to then that understand all things are possible. To then that believe all things are possible. Cast down your reasons. Cast down your reasons. Hallelujah. Because reason brings death. Reason brings frustrations. We are asked to believe and take God at his word. To reason against the word of the Lord is death. We have to drop our own opinions and stay under his headship. Let him guide us. Let him push us. Let him lead us. Do the leadings. Because it is the head that controls the body. And when we are under his headship, he will control us. He will lead us in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Hallelujah. And there was death. It became family of death. Yes. No matter what the achievement was, Adam did this, and this one did that, and that one did that, and he died. Uh-huh. Read that scripture. And this one died, and that one died, and this one died. And it was just that way. Yeah. Because one word of God was doubted. The reason against the word of the Lord. Yes. If reason in the beginning brought death, reason today will bring death.
That's right.
The prophet said, the first Adam took life and turned it into death. And then God comes down and speaks to them and he said, what are you? And he said, I heard your voice and I'm afraid. And God said, why? What have you done? Why are you afraid of me? Have you done what I say you should not do? He said, it's not me, it's my wife, the woman you gave to me. There was nothing called fear before. They were not afraid of nothing, but there was nothing. Fear came as the result of disobedience. Because the Bible says, he did not give us the spirit of fear.
That's right.
But he gave us the spirit of adoption.
Yeah. Right.
Of sons and daughters.
Yeah.
Or of boldness. Yeah. Of courage and ability.
Yeah.
That's what God gives to his children.
Yeah.
Courage and ability. He didn't give us fear. Fear is of the devil.
Yeah.
The prophet said, every nation under the heavens, every family, every man, every woman, every boy, every girl under the heavens, you are either ruled by fear or by faith. And your behavior shows what is controlling your life. You are either controlled by faith or by fear. And fear torments. Fear brings failure. Fear brings discouragement. But perfect faith is the master of all circumstances. When Jesus came to John in the book of Revelation, he said, I have not come to bring you fear. I have not come to bring you failure. But I've come as I stand in your midst. I come to give you courage and ability. He said, John, fear not. Anytime he comes on the scene, what is that? Don't fear.
That's right.
I am here. I am with you.
Yes.
I will not leave you. No matter how dark it gets, I'm here.
Amen.
Even if you don't feel me, I am here.
That's right.
Even if you don't see, I am there.
Amen.
And I said this morning, he's here with us.
Amen.
In your darkest night, it's there. In your pain, it's there. Whatever condition, it's there. Because I will not leave you. Even you have pain, even you have sorrow, even in your whatever condition you are in, I am there with you.
Amen.
You can rely on me. You can trust me. Because I can make a way where there is no way. I am still the healer. I am still the creator. I am still the provider. I am still Almighty God. Even if you don't fear me, you don't need to fear me. You just have to believe my word. I tell you that I am there with you. May God help us, church. What is the message of the hour for? To drive away fear. To make us to know who we are. That's why the word of God tells us, oh, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. If the one that is in us greater, then why do we fear? Then why do we worry? Then why are we frustrated? Then why are we depressed? If we believe that one that is in us is greater than sickness, is greater than the devil, is greater than anything, he's the creator, and he knows your name, he knows your name, he knows your name, he hears your cry, he sees your tears, then why are you frustrated? Do we believe when we sing? He knows my name. He sees my tears. And he's with me everywhere I go. If we believe that, then let's cast down reasons. And let's commit our lives. And let's commit our ways. And say, Lord, I know you are here. I know you see me. I know you sees me. I know you knows my thought. I know you hears me when I pray. And I know you will come on the scene at the right time.
Hallelujah.
Believe the word of the Lord. Believe it. It cannot fail. Listen, church. God has a purpose for everything that we go through in this life. Brother Branham said, he said, it seems like the Christian life, if the fellow is not absolutely centered on Christ, the Christian life, it seems like holds so many disappointments. But those disappointments are God's divine will happening to us?
Yeah.
Now, it don't seem like it will be. It will be that. But it is God's way of doing things. He let us hit. He let us hit the river to see what we will do. Huh? Those things that happens to us is God's divine will.
Right.
Happening to us. Sometimes they could hit that water. Oh, to see what they will do. And Brother Brown told us, if God don't have a purpose, then it will be the utter of frustration.
That's right.
And not of peace.
Uh-huh.
But he has a purpose.
Amen.
That after we have suffered a while, we will share the throne with him. Remember, life here is a series of problems. That is life. Life is a series of problems. Either you are in one now, or you are just coming out of one, or you are getting ready to go to another one. Praise the Lord. A series of problems. Oh yeah. Either you are in one now, or you are getting out of one, or getting ready for another one.
Right.
Oh yes. That is life. And he said, The earth is only a testing ground. This earth is only a testing ground.
Yes.
He said, what is it? The prophet said, God, when we're coming to this life, God made us to pass that, bypass the word body, the theophany, to become flesh.
Yeah.
To be what? To be tested.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we are here for. To be tested.
Yes.
Why? To be tested. Huh. The reason of this is that God is more interested in your character than your comfort.
That's it. Think about it.
The reason of the test is God is more interested in our character than our comfort.
Right.
And he told us that character is not made without suffering. Character is not made without suffering. It's more interested in our character. Because with that character, we cannot reign with him. And he has to test every child that he receives. Whether boy, whether girl, whatever we are, every child of God must be tested. My test will be different from your test. Your trial will be different from my trial. Your challenge will be different from my challenge.
Yes.
Everyone and his own trial.
Uh-huh. Right.
Everybody has a cross to bear.
Yes.
I have my cross. You have your cross. Everybody and a cross to bear.
Yeah.
And your cross is designed for you. And God knows you can bear that cross. I might not be able to bear your cross. And you might not be able to bear my cross. But your cross, you are designed for that purpose. To bear that cross. And God wants to form a character in us. The Bible says, even though he was a son, he learned obedience by the things that he suffered. His character was molded.
Yes.
And our character is being molded by the challenges that we face.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Your character is molded by your challenge. He said, a man is not measured by muscles, but by character,
right.
How long he stays on his knees.
Yeah.
And he said, our lives are not defined by our challenges, but our lives are defined by our attitude towards our challenges.
Right.
The way you take it up, the way you face it. Because there are challenges. Under this heaven, there are challenges.
That's right.
There are trials. There are difficulties.
Yep.
And God designed it that way.
Yeah.
That while we are here, he wants a character in us. He wants to mold us. He wants us to share the throne with him. So he allowed these things on our way.
That's right.
To build character in us.
Amen.
To train us. It is not because God doesn't love us.
No.
But the one that he loves, he trains. He chastises. He disciplines. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. May the Lord Jesus help us to stop complaining and murmurings. Because there is no virtue in complaints and murmurings. No virtue in it. And listen, you don't have to compare yourself to anybody.
That's good, brother.
Look at that sister. Look at that brother. Look at that. So what?
Mm-hmm.
You are unique.
Right.
You are special.
Amen.
You are special. And God has confidence in you.
Yes, he does.
He made you a unique person.
Amen.
He made you a unique woman. a unique brother, a unique sister, a unique son. You are unique to God. And that's why your trials and your challenges are unique. It is just for you to prove to the Satan, to prove to the devil that you are a son of God, that you are a daughter of God, that you have been designed and you have been made special to stand against the devil and to put the devil to shame. And then you can say like Job, though he slayeth me, yet I will trust him. Though I have disappointment, though I have trials, though I have difficulties, yet I will trust my God. Praise the Lord. May the Lord help us. Don't reason against God's word. Just believe it. And just take God at his word. And it will take us through. No matter what we achieve in this life, what we come to this life, and we fail to live by the word of the Lord, we failed. You can be president of the world. It doesn't mean nothing to God. It doesn't mean nothing to God. You can have all the riches of this world. It doesn't mean nothing to God. For what shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and loses his own soul? If you gain the whole world and lose your soul, you are a loser. Oh, the prophet said the will of God is a mystery. And he said, it behooves us to pray, to find out God's will for our lives. What does he want me to do? Why am I here? And when you know who you are, and you know what you are here for, then you will be determined. Because listen, the fact that you are in the will of God doesn't mean you are not going to have challenges. But when you know I am in the will of God, then you will be determined. Amen. Then you can persevere. Yeah. Knowing that this is God's will for my life. Yeah. And I am determined to achieve the will of God for my life, no matter what the price. Yeah. Help us, Lord. The cycle of life was broken. The prophet said, now listen. Do you see one interruption spoils the entire program? Now when human beings was running in continuity with God, with one man and one woman, this woman sinned and it threw the whole earthly program out of continuity with God. Therefore, one word added to this book or taken from it throws a Christian out of continuity with God. Right. Throws a church out of continuity with God. Throws a family out of continuity with God. Every believer can be thrown out by not accepting every word of God. That's right. And it is here that the beginning that Jesus said was broken. Uh-huh. She broke the entire continuity of God's operation on the earth and threw everything into death. She stepped across the borders of God's word. She stepped across the borders of God's word. And it broke the continuity. In everything, the program of God. In the family, everything. Everything went out. Because of one word that was doubted. And prophet said, it can take a church out of continuity with God, a family, a nation, whatever. The word has to be accepted. And we must submit ourselves to the word of the Lord. Your family, every individual, it can take a family out, it can take an individual out. May God help us. This is our day. And God is depending on us. He's depending on you. As a husband. As a mother. As a wife. As a young man. As a young woman. As a Christian. In this evil age. Oh yes. Of men's right and women's right and animals' right and dogs' right. American right, every right. God is depending on you to submit your right to His word. Amen. To submit your right to Him. Amen. Not to lead yourself. Not to be led by the spirit of America or Europe or any nation, but to be led by the Holy Ghost. Amen. Not to be led by your status in life or your position in life or your achievement in life, but to be led by the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. May God help us, church. You know, I love it, Brother Bram said. God wants to prove to Satan that this last day bride will not fail. We will not fail. God is depending on us. By the spirit of revelation. By the word that is given to us. Because all that God has today, He has poured into His church. Brother Bram said, we are the final voice to the final age. God is depending on you and me today. Like He told Satan, have you considered my servant Job? That is not like him. It was not Job that brought himself up. It was God that brought the issue up. When Satan was moving and passing and boasting and talking, and talking, God said, hey, hold on. Have you considered my servant Job? That there is none like him? Job. Huh. Is it not because you've made a hedge over here? Yes, sir. I'm glad the devil knows that there is hedge over us. He can't touch us. He cannot touch us unless Papa allows it. Unless Papa say, okay, you can go. Try this young man. Try this young woman. Try this old woman. Try this old man. Try this brother here. He's 50 years old. He's 30 years old. He's 60 years old. He's 80 years old. He's 90 years old. He's 5 years old. And you can try him. You can try him. You can do whatever you want to do. That this one is mine. That boy is mine. That girl is mine. That family is mine. You can do whatever you want to do. You can try them. And I want you to know, no matter what you do, they will still believe the message. No matter what you do, they will still serve me. They will go to church. They will love me. They will worship me. Even in their trials, in their disappointment, in their sorrow, in their pain, they will worship me. Oh, God is proud of His children. Hallelujah. He said, you do whatever you have. Whatever you have, do bring it. And the prophet said, when God gets His children and trains them, He said, and He put them there. He said, when Satan is at his best, God's children will defeat Satan on the word. Hallelujah. You will defeat the devil on the word of the Lord. Because Jesus defeated him on the word of the Lord. It is written. It is written. It is written. And the elect of God today will say, it is written. It is written. It is written. Hallelujah. Woo, glory. Oh, don't think I'm crazy. But if you think so, that's fine. That's all right for me. Because the word of God is live. And think about it. The Bible said, Adam died, Seth died, Gerard, and this one, and that, and they just keep dying in the family. But a boy was born called Enoch. Another boy was born in the family called Enoch. And the Bible said, he did not die. He broke the cycle of death. Oh, hallelujah. He broke that cycle. Adam died. Oh, this one is great, 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 great. Everybody was dying. But the Bible said this boy walked with God. This God had a revelation of God. And he walked with God. Brother Brent said he was an ego in that age. That God's will was made known to him. And he walked with God and he pleased God. And he was not found. They didn't know what happened to him. It was Paul that came to reveal that God took him away. Where is Enoch? What happened to Enoch? God took him away. God was so pleased with his life. Said no. And Brother Brown said one day he just went storing. Just meditating. Oh, being gracious to God. Being thankful to God. Say, God, I love you. You've been so good to me. You've watched over me. You've stood for me in my difficulties, in everything. I just want to say I love you. While he was just walking, oh, he just took up and he was just going. And he walked to glory. Woo. Hallelujah. And the Bible said before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Are we pleasing to God today? How are we living as mothers, as fathers, as grannies and grandpas and in-laws? How are we living today? We have to please God. Enoch broke that cycle of death. He did not die. And this age, the Enoch group, we are here. We like Enoch. Enoch went alone, but we'll go together. Many of us will go in that rapture. We shall be changed. God will take us away. Enoch walked with God and he pleased God. And we have to walk with God and please God. By the word has been given to us in our day. The message of the hour is the thought of God. Is the mind of God. Is the will of God. That comes to show us how we should live. How we should walk. How we should worship the Lord. How we should dress. How we should conduct ourselves. How men should live with their wives and wife with their husbands and the church and the congregation. It is the will of the Lord for us. It's to submit ourselves to the will of the Lord. Sometimes I wonder, I see how men will beat their wives and all kinds of things. And the family always fussing this one, that one. Oh. It cannot be the Holy Spirit of God. I preach and I said to people, Jesus said we should love one another. And Jesus said we should love our enemies. Jesus said love your neighbor as yourself. If you greet those who greet you alone, Jesus said, what else are you doing? Even heathens do the same. But he said, love your enemies. Love your neighbor. Love one another. Love your wife. Love one another. Love the household of faith. Then I said, okay, all right, all right. You say, my wife is not good. Oh, he's too troublesome. I said, hey, if you cannot love your wife as a wife, then love your wife as your neighbor. Oh, yeah. Because he said, love your neighbors. So if you can't love her as a wife, then love her as your neighbor. If you cannot love her as your neighbor, love her as your enemy. Because he said, love your enemies. And love, according to the definition of love, love is kind. Yes, sir. Love is long-suffering. Love is patience. Yes. Read it. 1 Corinthians. So whatever and whoever it is, love is love. Whether to your enemy, whether to your neighbor, whether to your husband, it's love. So I said, love your enemies. Love your neighbor. There's no need to fight and force. No. Whoever it is love. Love one another above everything. Ah, And then when I see that brother, I see that sister, my spirit don't agree with his spirit. In the first place, what spirit do you have? What spirit do you have? Because the spirit of God is long-suffering. Love is long-suffering. Love is kind. Love is gentle. Love endureth and beareth and believeth all things. Somebody has to break the cycle of hatred, of malice, of jealousy, of fear, of worry, and suspicions. We find ourselves in a cycle sometimes. Around us, we are in a cycle. And things happening. And it keep happening. And it come back. And it keep. But you have to break the cycle. You have to be a cycle breaker. Because the book of Hebrews chapter 11 is a book of heroes that broke the cycles in their days. What people thought could never happen, they did it. Because they believe in God. Things happen in their lives which never happened anywhere. Nobody thought it could happen, but they believe in God, and the cycle surrounding was broken. Oh, hallelujah. Hey, listen. Brother Abraham said, every revival lasts for 3 years. The message of the hour has already broken the cycle. He has broken the cycle of revivals. Revival lasts 3 years. This has been going on for about 60, almost 70 years now. Since the coming down of the mighty angel, or the angel that made the prophet, since that angel came and gave the commission, the revival is going on. We are the revival today. Brother Brown spoke about the man that went out, dignities from America, and they went ways when there was the Willis revival. And then when they got to Wales, and they was, how can we know where the revival is taking place? Yeah. And then they saw a policeman just standing there, down at the cross. Just was doing his work very happily. Whispering. Yeah. Downward from Christ, from sin I cried. Dead to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. And he was just happy, happy as happy can be. Let's be happy and happy can be. Amen. Brother Branham said, don't let the enthusiasm die. Don't let it end. Be the reviver. Keep bubbling up. Woo, hallelujah. And then, oh, say, let's find out from that man. He might know where the thing is happening. And they come to you, hello, good afternoon, sir. Yeah, so yeah, we are dignitaries from the great country of America. And we heard there is a revival here. And we want to know from you if you have an idea of where the revival is. He said, you want a revival? You have arrived. They said, what is it? He said, you have arrived. What? He said, I am the revival. Amen. I am the revival. It's burning within me. I am the Word made flesh. I am the Word made flesh for this day. I am the Word. We are the Word made flesh for this hour. We are the revival. Keep the fire burning. Let the revival fire burn within you. In the family. In the church. Break that cycle of coldness and lukewarmness. The prophet went to that spring to drink water. And he said, let us, he went to the spring and the water is, every time he goes there, and the water is bubbling. And so one day he said, I want to talk to you, little spring. He said, why are you always smiling, bubbling? Is it because the deers come and drink from you? He said, if that little spring has smiled, he said, no, no, no. Is it because I came here to drink? He said, no, no, no. So what makes you to be bubbly? He said, there is something under. There's a power that is pushing me. Something happening within me. The revival is in me. It's kept it from the bottom of my heart. And when we struck that revival, when we meet God in the power of the resurrection and the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the love of God is made known to us, you don't need to wait upon any man. You don't need to wait on any man. You don't need to wait upon any woman. You are the revival. You come to church already revived. You bring your little fire to church. You bring your little fire to church. You bring your revival to church. And when you come with your little fire, and I come with my little fire, God comes down. Be the revival. Break the cycle of lukewarmness. Break the cycle of sickness and formality. Break the cycle of denominationalism around you and be the revival. Somebody has to break the cycle. Abraham believed in God. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. He was strong in believing God and giving praise to God. Woo! He was giving praise to God in his difficulties. Hey, give praise to God. In your trials, give praise to God. Don't stagger at the promise of God. Amen. Be like Abraham. Amen. Because why? You are a son of Abraham. Amen. You are a daughter of Abraham. Amen. And as a son and daughter of Abraham, we inherit something from our father. Amen. He was not discouraged. He was strong, giving praise to God. Amen. And he said, God is faithful. God will do it. My God will do it for me. Yeah. And he was walking with God 25 years. When they thought Sarah could no more give birth, the cycle was broken. Yeah. It broke that cycle. Yeah. Because Sarah has already passed the age of giving birth. Right. But that cycle was broken. Yeah. By faith. Yeah. Somebody got to break the cycle. Yeah. For to them that believe, all things are possible. Yeah. Hallelujah. Oh, that's what we are here for. Yeah. We are to be cycle breakers. Hallelujah. Woo. Noah built an ark on a dry land and he broke the cycle. One time, there was a brother called Joshua. Woo. He broke the cycle. Huh? The sun and the moon, he stopped it. The sun that God spoke in the beginning, and God gave demarcation east to west. Adam never stopped it. Elijah, Moses never did it. But Joshua, God told him, as I was with Moses, I will be with you. I will not fail you. And while he was in the mission of the Lord, and the sun was going down, and the moon was coming up, he said, oh no, it cannot be. I have a commission from the Lord to fight the battle of the Lord. And he looked up. He said, son, by inspiration, by revelation, he said, son, stand still over there. Yeah. And you move. Stop. Yes, sir. In the valley of Ajalon, where you stop there. Can you imagine that? He broke the cycle of the sun. This is your day. Amen. This is our time. Amen. Joshua believed all things are possible. He believed that I'm in the line of duty. He believed God sent him. He believed God called him. And he said, all things are possible. Amen. And he did it. It's your day. It's our day. It's our time. Hallelujah. You can break the cycle. Oh, don't look at me as I'm from the moon. I'm your brother. I'm just telling you what the word of God says. To them that believe, all things are possible. Joshua broke the cycle. Moses did it so. When he came to the Red Sea, he opened the Red Sea. They did things that has never been thought of. But they did it. And this is our day. God sent a prophet in our day to demonstrate. He spoke to the wind. Let it stop here. He spoke and spirits came into existence. He demonstrated that power as a son of God. He has authority. Now it is your day. Now it is my day. It is not the days of William Branham. William Branham did his own. This is my day. Abraham, Moses, they did their own. This is our day. God is not waiting on Abraham. It's not waiting on Joshua again. It's waiting on you now. And that is why we must know who we are. He broke the cycle. Can you imagine it? The son that God gave the demarcation to. He stopped nature. He stopped it. Oh, what is it? By faith he did it. And faith is revelation. The revelation of the will of God. To you. To know that he called me. To know that he commissioned. Because you told Joshua, I will not, as I was with Moses, I will be with you. Whatever the challenges will be, as we are going, I will take care of it. And the prophet said, he gave us a checkbook. Do you believe that? You have a checkbook. It's already signed. To take care of our needs from health to glory. We must come to the record. Brother Branham said, if we sign the check and put it in our pocket, it will never work. You must deposit it. You must go and submit it at the bank. Oh, yeah. Listen, these things are concerning our lives. When we hear about our fathers of old, if God did that in their days, this is our day. What good will an historical God do to us if he's not the same? Amen. And he told us, when you pray, believe it. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, God help us. Hey, don't be reasoning. Just believe the word of the Lord. Amen. Don't look at yourself. Believe the word of the Lord. How will this thing happen? It's not your business. Your business is to believe and act. Joshua didn't reason. He was in the line of duty and there was a need. He needed sunlight. And he said, look, you have to stop there. He spoke the word. And the sun and the moon obey. It is your day. There was a man in the scriptures called Shamgar. The prophet spoke about Shamgar. He said there were not many things written about Shamgar. Just Judges chapter 3:31. That's when his name was mentioned. He was just an ordinary man. An ordinary man. He was not a soldier. But he was a Jew. And that's the main thing. A circumcised Jew. He said one day, every year their enemies come and the Philistines and the Amalekites and every year, it was a cycle. Every year they came. And all their effort, and all their works, and everything they did. But some guys said, for how long? For how long is this going to happen? Maybe must say, God, what is all these things? And God would have said to him, what is all these things? You have allowed it. You have allowed it. Have I not commissioned you? Have I not promised you? Have I not said one of you shall chase 1,000? Have I not given you the promise? Are you not a seed of Abraham? Somebody must break the cycle. Hallelujah. Somebody here must break the cycle. And Shamgar stood there and he said, oh, will they come this year too? Will this thing happen? Will this thing happen? Every year is the same. Every 3 months is the same. Every year is the same. I don't get employment. When I get employment, every year I'm sacked. And this and that, and that and that. And all these things is the same. But Shamgar said, this cycle must be broken. The cycle in your life, the abnormal cycles, must be broken. Hallelujah. every time I'm getting up and then I the cycle of backsliding must be broken. Today, up, next, down, it must be broken. The cycle of wishy-washy living must be broken. The cycle of unbelief must be broken. The cycle of sin might be broken. Somebody must break the cycle. And this is your day. And to them that believe, all things are possible. Brother Branham said, we say all to them that to God all things are possible. He said, nah, but to you also. Because the Bible said to them that believe. So to you, to me, to the bride, to the elect, all things are possible. This is our day. Amen. Brother Bram said, don't push everything out in the millennium. No. He said, we don't need divine healing in the millennium.
Amen.
We don't need it. We need it here.
Amen.
In the millennium, we are changed.
Right.
So we don't need it there. We need here. So don't push your deliverance and your healing and your joy and the redemptive blessings to tomorrow. When you can start enjoying it right now. If you can't believe it now and act upon it now, and you say you are waiting for the changing of your body, will you have faith for the changing of your body? The prophet said, before the rapture, the supernatural will be made common in the midst of God's children. It will be made common. Because our fathers of old, they had it common. They saw God. And so they know what God can do. When God sent a prophet to our day, he saw God. He knew what God told him. The angel of the Lord told him, nothing can stand before you if you will be sincere. And he comes to the prayer. And if somebody comes, and he said, this man came to Brother Brown, and the prophet had his hands. The prophet said, there is nothing wrong with you. He said, I am sick. The prophet said, there is nothing. He said, I've written it on my prayer card. Brother Branham said, I don't care what you have written on your prayer card. There is nothing wrong with you.
Yeah.
This man has taught in his head, said, oh, Brother Branham is deceiving the people. And he has written on his own prayer card. He took a prayer card. He wrote cancer and those. And the prophet, God, the angel of the Lord told him, when the people come to for you to pray for them, and it is not a withered hand or crippled leg or whatever, but when you hold your hands, whatever, by the vibration, you will know what is wrong with them. So he believes in that because the angel told him, and it never failed. And this man comes here and he says, hey, you're... And he turned to that. Yes, he cannot. He's an imposter. He's a deceiver. Simon the sorcerer. What is happening? Then the grace of God came down to the prophet.
Yeah.
And he saw that myself. Oh, you are a minister. And said, so you sat down with another minister. And you said, I am Simon the sorcerer. And you have written at the back of your prayer card this and that and that. Then what the other minister said, yes, sir. Brother Brown said, that man is the one you were sitting down with. All that you have written on your prayer card is for you. He was in Germany and he started to pray. And the rays and the witch daughters were sitting there confronting the prophet in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Think about it. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Ghost. And the wind. And the prophet said, God, you sent me to come to Germany. And he rebuked the storm. He was not afraid because he knew who he was.
Yeah.
He knew the commission that was given to him. Yeah. And that is why today, the bride must know who he is and who she is to break the cycle.
Yes, sir.
Don't worry, church. Young people, don't say, oh, I am young. It doesn't matter how young you are. It is not the size of the fight in the dog. It is the size of the fight in the dog. It's not the size of the dog in the fight. But it is the size of the fight in the dog. So you can do all things. Through Christ that strengthens you. You just have to surrender your life to Christ. You just have to repent of your unbelief. You have to repent of your doubt. Because unbelief is sin. And believe the Lord Jesus Christ, the word of God. Brother Branham didn't point us to himself.
No, he didn't.
He pointed us to Christ.
Amen.
To the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He loved the Lord Jesus Christ. And he pointed us to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
To believe on the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
To stay with Jesus Christ. To honor Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Not to worship him, Brother Branham.
Amen.
He did not come for us to worship him. He's not our Savior. He's not our Lord.
Amen.
He is God's prophet. And Jesus is our Lord.
Amen.
We are not pointing people today. Oh, look at. We are pointing to the God of Brother Abraham is the Lord Jesus Christ. To believe on the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
To love the Lord Jesus Christ. To stay with the word that Jesus gave to us through the prophet. Listen, I don't care what people say about the prophet, they are going to answer for it.
That's right.
They can condemn me, say whatever they want to say. That's up to them. To us, he's a prophet of God.
Amen.
He's a messenger of God. He has made us to know who Jesus is.
That's right.
And to love Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And to stay with this Bible.
Hallelujah.
The word of the Lord.
Yes.
Those who want to correct him today, where is their own vindication? The prophet said, Lord, if I have spoken your word, come and vindicate it. I was listening this morning to the message on the trial. And he spoke about Noah and he spoke about this. He said, will you allow me to be his witness? And he began to speak. And after he testified, those things coming down in contact with the angel, meeting the angel of the Lord and the commission. And then he began to pray. He turned his back to the congregation. And different discernment here and there. Those who want to correct him today, where is their vindication? You want to follow somebody without vindication? Correcting a vindicated prophet? Oh, that's a problem there. You have a problem. Oh, yeah. May God help us to stay true to the word of the Lord. To believe God's prophet. And stay with his word. And follow the instructions that he gave to us. Somebody must break the cycle. And Shankar stood there. He said, will the people come this year? If they come, what am I going to do? God, what? And God said, look, I have given you all that you need. My promises are good. It can never fail. If only you believe. And Shanga, Brother Brown said, as he stood in the window, he looked, he said, 600 armed Philistines coming. He said, wow, they're coming again. God, what will you do? And God said, Shanga, what will you do? This is the opportunity for you to express your faith. This is the opportunity for you to have a victory. This is the opportunity for you to break through. This is your opportunity. When the trials come, when the challenges come, it is an opportunity to express our faith in God. And the prophet said, he jumped through the window and he stood. He said, he didn't have anything in his hands. And he said, I don't have anything, but I have faith in God. Faith can create. Faith can do anything. Faith can go to any land. And then he saw a piece, an us God, a little stick. And he took that stick. And he held it in his hands. Knowing that God gave him the promise. I will not leave you and I will not forsake you. He began to think about the promises of God. He began to think about what God did in this afford. And he said, if God did that yesterday, he can do it today too. Hallelujah. And he took that us God and he jumped before 600 armed Philistines and he broke the cycle. He said, today is the end of it. I will not allow you to continue. You will never pass here again. This is your day. This is your last day. He said, this day the cycle will be broken.
Hallelujah.
He said, Satan, this is your day. Philistine, this is your day. This is your end today. Your cycle is the end. You are at your end. I am a son of Abraham. I am a chosen of God. I am a Christian. I'm a believer. I am a child of the King. And he broke the cycle. The grace of God came down to anoint him. And he killed all of them. Somebody must break the cycle. David broke the cycle of Goliath. A huge man, a tall man, a strong man. Everybody knew about him. Oh, he's a cancer. Oh, he's a devil. Oh, he's this. Oh, he's strong. He's mighty. And for 40 days, 40 days and 40 nights, he comes out. He cried, and the men of Israel will run away. But one day, there came a David. He knew his God. He knew his position. He knew whom he believed. He knew who he was. He knew he has been anointed. And when he came out, and he saw that Goliath, and everybody was running from that Goliath, he said, what is happening? They said, this is the 40th day. This man has been doing. He said, the man is already judged. He did not come there by accident. He came there by the program of Jehovah. Right. And listen, we are not here by accident. We are here by the program of Jehovah. Yeah. That's what you are here for. That's what you are here for. That's what we are here for. Oh, don't look at the size of Goliath. Look at the promise. Don't listen to what people are saying. Listen to what the word of God says. Because his brothers told him, go away from here. The king told him, go away from here. You cannot do it. But he believed he can do it. He believed all things are possible. He believed he was anointed. He believed he was there for a purpose. Because he told his brother, is there not a cause? Is there not a cause? He broke the cycle. And you can break the cycle. Oh, in my family, this is what happens in my family. My mother, my auntie, my uncle, they all die this way. And this sickness, and this problem, and this, that, and that, 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 that. It's time to break the cycle. It's time to break the cycle. That's what we are here for. That's what the word of God came to anoint us for. Breaking the cycle by faith. We read the scripture, said, and Paul said, time will fail me to talk about Gideon and talk about this and talk about this and talk about that. This is our day that our name should be added to the heroes of faith. That your name will be on the book. That your name will be on the book. That your testimony will be on the book as the hero of a faith. The hero, one of the heroes of the faith. That you have brought, we have been brought in this evil age. This sin bound, earthbound generation. This unbelieving age. God has brought us here to break the cycle. To say, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. He's our strength. He's our life. Young man, it's your strength. You can break the cycle. It does not matter what other young boys and young girls are drinking and dopes, dope addicts and website and all this. All kinds of evil. You open the, you know, today you have everything, the whole world. Everything in your on your telephone. Your answer. You can go to any website and get anything there. But listen, you can break the cycle. Because people have become addicted. There are sides they cannot avoid. And sin and evil and young men and women have been caught in this web. But today, you can break the cycle. You can be free by the Lord Jesus Christ. By the word of the Lord. You can be free. Even if you're a mother, even if you're a father, even if you're a husband, and whoever you are, young and old, student together, we can break the cycle. You can pull your sword of faith and stand against the enemy. I'm a child of the King. I am a son of God. I'm a daughter of God. Satan, this is your day, your last day. You cannot cross over this boundary. You got to go out of here, out of my family. out of my life. I'm a son of the King. I am a child of God. You cannot continue to torment me. You cannot continue to afflict me. I'm a child of the King. I was born to overcome you. I was born to overcome you. I was born to have victory over you. Even though you have done this, even though you have done that, but today, I'm coming against you. Like Shamgar, I'm coming against you. Like David went against Goliath, I am coming against you. Like Gideon, I'm coming against you. Like any of the people, I'm coming against you. Like Brother Branham did, I am a son of God and I'm a daughter of God. And I come against you in the name of our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. And I'm going to break this cycle today. Are you ready to pull your sword now? Are you ready to break the cycle? Yes. All the abnormal cycles in your life, in your family. Yes. Are you ready to break the cycle? Yes. And the weak to say, I am strong. Yes. Let the weak say, I am strong. Yes. Let the poor say, I'm rich. Yes. Oh, to break the cycle today. Yes. I'm not going to go back the same that I came in. Yes. I am going back as a winner. Yes. I am going back as an overcomer. Yes. I am going back as a cycle breaker. Like my fathers did. This is my day. Yes. May God be with you, church. Are you ready now? Yes. Are we ready now? Yes. To go before the Lord and call upon the name of the Lord and face your enemy. Don't run away from your enemy. Amen. If you run away, he will run after you. Amen. If you run, he will run after you. Amen. You don't have to run away. Brother Branham said, when Satan say boo, you say boo boo. Uh-huh. When he say boo and you... you become, but when you say boo, you stand there and say boo two. Uh-huh. Boo three, boo four. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. I'm a child of the King. Brothers and sisters, the door has been opened for us. Brother Branham said, house of fire, give way. Give way, house of fire. Let the people of God go free. You can go free. You can go free. You can have your victory. You can break the cycle. Don't push it to tomorrow. Start it right now. Start the war now. Start the fight now. Be courageous. Be strengthened in the Lord. God bless you, church. Break the cycle. In Jesus' name. Brother Doug, please.
That this morning, we certainly need to be reminded of that time and time again. You know, Peter told us some things. He says, I'm going to tell you some things, though you know these things. Amen. I'm going to stir up your remembrance, and we can't hear it enough. Amen. We certainly, the enemy is preaching his version of what's truth and what's reality, and he wants us to focus on the trials, and he wants us to focus on the things that we're going through, and he wants to tell us that God doesn't love us, and that's why we're going through it, and he wants us to have a pity party over the things that we're going through, but these things are ordained. God is bigger than that. Everything that we're going through is for a purpose. Now, we absolutely feel for one another when they're going through something, right? But it's not strange that you're going through something. You know, as Peter said, he said, beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you or to prove you as though some strange thing happened to you. This is normal. This is why we're here. Amen. And as our brother said this morning, a cycle is being broken. Death is being swallowed up. Amen. The cycle of life and death, revival, life and death, revival, life and death. This revival is without end. It is not going to end in death. We're not going back into the ground. We're going up. This revival is resurrection. It started with us. It's going to continue. The cycle is being broken. Amen. You know, many times we see what other people are going through, and if we're not careful, we'll say, "Oh my, that's horrible!" And it's just, you know, wow. And they're really going through it, and nobody's going through it like them. Sometimes you're just hearing what other people are going through, and you're not hearing what other people are going through. Right? Are you with me? But we're all going through something. If we're not going through something, we're not sons and daughters of God. Amen? If Jesus, the first of the new creation, if he had to suffer to learn obedience, what about the rest of us? God is proving his word in your life. Amen? And for every trial, there's an overcoming. For every trial, there's higher ground for you. Amen. Now, we don't enjoy the trials when we're going through them. And we don't understand them many times. But when you get to the other side of that trial, you realize that it was for your own good. Amen. You realize that it caused something to be developed in you, as our brother said, which is character. Amen. It caused something to manifest in you that wouldn't have come any other way. We wish it would, don't we? We wish we could just go down to the store and say, "I'll take a pound of this and a pound of that." But God says, "No, you're going to get pounded." Amen? Yeah. It's not something you can buy. It's something that you go through. But God's word is greater than anything that we're going to go through. We're learning how to put that word into action in our lives, in every situation that we're going through. Amen? Think it not strange. Amen. Don't have a pity party and blow what are those things called? You know, the big old party deals and the streamers and nobody's got it as bad as me. There's always someone that has it worse than you. Amen. But it's all for your good. Praise this wonderful name. You know, it's a privilege to be part of this. It's a privilege to be part of God's plan where he's proving the power of redemption. He's proving the completeness of redemption. He's proving that the cycle that started with the fall is being broken once and for all. You believe that? Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Well, we're looking forward to whatever the Lord has for us tonight. Amen. And we'll come back with our plate and cup and say, "Fill it up, Lord." Amen. Amen. Blessed be his wonderful name. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Thank you, Lord. For once I was lost, now I'm found. Now my soul is heaven bound. I want to thank you, Lord, for saving me. Oh, yes, I thank you, Lord, for saving me. I thank you, Lord, for setting me free. Amen. Once I was lost, now I'm found. Now my soul is heaven bound. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap this morning. Hallelujah. I believe there's power in the word of our day to break the cycle. No matter what it is. Family cycles. Amen. That are passed down from generation to generation. This is cycle breaking time. Amen. This is the new normal. This is true restoration. Amen. God is restoring it first in the spiritual realm. Well, it'll be manifested in the natural realm in the fullness in the millennium. But right now, the cycle's being broke. Hallelujah. We don't fear our enemy. We recognize his deceitfulness, his craftiness. We recognize that in ourselves we're no match for him. But we also recognize that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Amen. You believe that this morning? Praise his wonderful name. Come, Brother John. Do you love him? Amen. Well, let's just say that. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord Jesus. I love you. Amen. Amen. Blessed be his wonderful name.
Pleasing. Let me be pleasing to you in everything that I do. Be pleasing to you. Praying that everything I pursue would be pleasing.